Good afternoon. An upper level low north of the Gulf of St. Lawrence and near Labrador will continue a northwesterly flow of chilly air across the region, not just for today but for tomorrow as well. This is also going to bring an increase of clouds and the occasional scattered snow showers and flurries, especially west of the Hudson Valley and along the spine of the Southern Greens and Berkshires. Low-level moisture is fairly sparse. Any snow accumulation will be light, with tenths to a half of an inch in a few spots. Highs today are going to be in the teens to lower 20s over the mountains and lower to upper 20s in the valleys, with a few lower 30s in the mid-Hudson Valley. The winds will not be as strong as yesterday, too, but it's still going to be brisk at points at 10 to 20 miles per hour with a few gusts between 20 to 30 miles per hour. The wind chills will be in the single digits to teens at times with a few below zero readings as you work your way over the mountains. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a front over the northern Intermountain region southward to southern California will move eastward to the upper Great Lakes while stretching westward to the Great Basin by Monday. A second front will move to the west coast and dissipate by Sunday afternoon. The systems will produce rain and higher elevation snow over parts of the Pacific Northwest into northern and central California on Saturday. The precipitation ends over California by late Saturday afternoon. That snow will move into the northern Rockies also by Saturday evening. The rain and snow will end over most of the Northwest by late Sunday night. As the first front crosses the Rockies Saturday morning, warm and breezy conditions will develop ahead of it, leading to enhanced fire weather risk over portions of the high plains through Saturday. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes range from a high of 90 at Kingsville, Kleberg County, Texas, to a low of negative 15 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny with a high near 38. In Boston, mostly sunny with a high near 35. And in Buffalo, cloudy with some scattered light flurries and a high near 28. Here are the Albany, New York climate normals for today. The normal high is 40, while the normal low is 22. The record high of 63 was set back in 1974, while the record low of negative 21 was set back in 1948. Today's sunrise was at 6:22 a.m. The sun is set to set at 5:51 p.m. That is a total of 11 hours and 29 minutes of daylight today. It's an additional 2 minutes and 52 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts. For the northern Adirondacks and central northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, we are looking at mostly cloudy skies this afternoon as highs reach into the low to mid-20s. For the night tonight, we'll turn to partly cloudy skies as our overnight lows drop down into the single digits and a couple spots potentially even below zero. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking at mostly sunny skies this afternoon as highs reach into the low to mid 30s. For the night tonight, we'll turn to partly cloudy skies as our overnight lows drop down towards the mid-teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking at cloudy skies this afternoon with some scattered snow showers as highs reach near the low to mid-20s. Snow accumulations look to stay under 1 inch, and for the night tonight, that chance for snow sticks around early, otherwise will stay cloudy, with overnight lows dropping down into the low teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, it'll be partly sunny this afternoon, with highs reaching into the low 20s, and it will be windy as well, with wind gusts as high as 25 miles per hour. For the night tonight, we will stay partly cloudy with our overnight lows dropping down into the single digits. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are looking at mostly cloudy skies this afternoon as highs reach into the low to mid-20s. It'll be windy as well with wind gusts at points as high as around 30 miles per hour. For the night tonight, we will turn to partly cloudy skies as our overnight lows drop down into low teens and upper single digits. Region-wide for tomorrow, that surface low still remains dominant, ushering in colder air to the region. Highs only look to reach into the upper 20s. However, we will be seeing some more sunshine throughout the course of the day. Heading to Sunday night will be mostly clear as our overnight lows drop down once again into the low teens and upper single digits. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.